And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one,
and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Woo.
Big D and Bubba podcast,
oh, the podcast,
the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
By the way, thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts. They've been a sponsor of the podcast for a long time and just a great place. I went and got windshield wipers the other day, and on my way, when we leave
today.
They put
them on for you?
No, I did it myself because I'm me. On my way home today, I'm going to be stopping at the O'Reilly right there down the street because I need to get some brakes for the Jeep. So we'll do that. I'm going to probably do the front brakes over the weekend, and then some point next week I'll do the back.
Changing your own brakes?
Yeah, dude. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's manlier than me.
Thank you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's better parts, better scary. Prices every day.
Come on, Jesus Christ. Woo!
It's our new gold for this week.
You know, so his name.
Mike Servin.
Yes.
Mike Servin.
He was a former gang member in L.A.
Come on, Jesus Christ. Woo!
And he got saved. Became a Christian, and he has face tattoos, the whole thing.
He's the best, man. His videos have been around on the net
for a while, yeah.
Almost 10 years.
A little too intense for me.
I love him. I love him when he starts popping and locking.
Yeah,
dude. Man. Yeah, man.
That's so putting weird. On the,
so he goes to churches and speaks, and there's one video I was watching where he's doing that, does that weird break dance thing, you know,
and popping and locking.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I love when D gets extra white. That's really what I appreciate.
So he's doing it, and he's just going.
I would like my big D extra white.
I love you, Jesus. This crowd, you still love Jesus.
And then kind of looks over, and there's the dorky white preacher. He's standing by, you know, next, kind of to the side, like smiling, doesn't know what to do. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared.
He does not relate at all. But nope. You know what? Hey, look, man, whatever it takes to clean up your life, you know, whatever it may be, whether you turn to methamphetamines or Jesus or whatever. I'm just kidding about the meth. It's good. I think it's great to see somebody, you know, straighten their life up. I mean, that dude, he probably would be dead. Or would have a high probability of being dead had he not found God.
So. But he's got a really good story.
His story is awesome.
Man, think about the first person.
On the show.
Yeah, think about the first person who actually made meth, put it together. Like you had, because you had to like, you know, it's like a recipe, you know, to make it,
and it's got all
kinds of weird stuff in it. Like, doesn't it have like,
I don't know.
I know
Sudafed.
I know what's in it.
Is there a meth recipe online?
Yeah, let's Google that. Good
don't
idea.
Google meth. Don't do that.
Why? Pro tip. Don't. Incognito window.
I just did it. Meth recipe.
Oh, gosh, D.
How is meth made? Who wants to know?
No,
I do.
Don't give
I watch Breaking Bad.
I know what we have to look for. Like when we're going into fire calls and things like that, we have to look for certain things.
Like acetone?
Yep.
So acetone is in there. Ammonia.
Yep.
Sulfuric acid.
Oh.
Brake fluid.
Just look at that, though.
What?
Look at
toluene from brake fluid.
Look at all the crazy stuff.
This is how rednecks get killed.
Chloroform.
This is how it happens.
Freon. Freon. Sure. Energy drink. Just throw that in there. Alcohol. Benzene and gasoline. In lithium.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, so you just throw that all in, and it's typically a four-step process.
Yeah, here's the thing. Don't throw it all in because bad things happen.
I think we all knew that, Bubba. Yeah. Thank you, though.
So basically the idea, whenever you're on meth and all that kind of stuff, basically most people are dead within 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah,
because think of all that really horrible crap that you just described being inside your stomach.
Stuff you shouldn't be ingesting.
Yes, exactly.
Which, again, who came up with this recipe? Who said, you know what? If I use just the right amount of ammonia and then toss a little Freon in the mix, I mean,
the problem is
man.
Some scientist figured it out and then some redneck got a hold of it and went, oh, I can do that. And then that's how it all goes downhill,
man. Of course.
Yeah.
By the way, I just sent you his information, and hopefully we'll have him on the show soon.
Oh, gosh. Really?
That's you mean you? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
Dude, yeah, that's going to go over.
I want him on the show, D.
It's like interviewing a wrestler, man.
Wouldn't you like him on the show, though?
Because he's like a cartoon character.
No, only when he's on stage and he's doing his testimony and all that.
Well, that dude is like that all the time.
Maybe I'm all for him telling his story.
I think he will, because I've seen him talk to people and
yeah,
you know.
I have too. He talks 200 miles an hour and he's barely understandable.
He can slow down.
I know he can. And I think he would be a fascinating guest. I'm excited.
Okay.
Cool. Woo! Come on, just course.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Dude, we woo the same.
How'd you guys get gang members angry with you? I don't know. We booked this guy, and then one of these two made fun of him.
You guys ever...
I would never make fun of him.
You guys ever been approached to be in a gang?
No. Dude, look at me. Okay. Yeah, so the Cheesy Poofs.
You serious
now,
Clark?
They were a big gang in my hometown.
The Sharks and the Jets.
Fat kids.
We were having a dance battle.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the Latin Kings were looking for me.
We have a gang war right now with the skinnies across town. It's us versus them. You know, we like to hold them down and sit on them. Yeah, what the hell?
Now, you can't just get in it. You're going to have to be initiated.
So they're the skinnies, y'all are the shirtsies.
Yeah. Eat this whole large pizza. Prove you one of us.
You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing.
Did y'all just high five?
They just high five.
We went straight Weird Al, man. That's right. Yeah. Oh.
Well, yes, I haven't.
So
either,
I was in that gang.
Oh, I'm stunned.
No one has a super white gang.
We tried to be a biker gang, but we didn't want to look like those two guys on the back of the Guinness Book of World Records. So we had to move that idea.
Do they still use that picture?
I don't think they don't.
It's kind of a dated reference.
The Guinness Book doesn't really exist anymore, but anyone over 30 still like gets that joke.
Man, I think it's so cool that Guinness, the actual beer, is what the Guinness Book is from. Like, I didn't know that as a kid. Think about, we're all kids who are reading the Guinness Book. They're basically putting Guinness beer propaganda in our hands.
That.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yes,
they started
that's the Guinness
it because
people.
People used to argue in bars over who was the who the had dude. This record and that. Yeah, so they started the Book of World Records.
That's crazy.
Sponsored by Guinness. And when I was in like the third and fourth grade, we were upset. I read that book cover to cover.
Oh, me too.
You know,
and it would change.
It wasn't like it is the last few times they did it where it was big and it had pictures. It had a few pictures in it, but that sucker was this thick. It was like an inch and a half thick.
I was also into Ripley's Do You Believe It or Not?
Believe It or Not, yeah. Remember that show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Believe It? It was Robert Stack was the host.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, he had that real.
Robert Stack was not the host.
It wasn't Robert Stack. Mm-mm. It was the guy from, it was Curly from... Jack Palance.
Oh, Jack Palance.
Yes, that's
it. Yeah, believe it or not. And then
Dean Cain
did it, and it was stupid.
I don't remember that.
Replace Jack Palance with Dean Cain.
I was here for it, not going to lie. Carson. Still, he might be a top tenner.
Was he
really?
Superman?
So I was going to say, was he better?
Carson.
Is he better now as an older gent,
no,
or was he better as Superman in the tights?
I still want 25 years ago, Dean Cain. But
so 25 years ago, was Dean Cain was it that big of a thing? Because I mean, we were all into Terry Hatcher. She was Lois Lane. I assume.
Yeah, like I had a poster of him on my wall with like the fake Superman tattoo and his like. White tank top. Oh, yeah.
I thought he was kind of goofy looking compared to Christopher Reeve. You know, I was like, Superman was better than this guy.
I am on the
Dean
Guinness.
Dean Cain was a wonderfully formed human being.
I'm on the Guinness World Records website, and man, these people that have the longest fingernails.
That one was always so gross.
No, they've got a lady now. It used to be this guy from India. This is now Lee Redmond, who owns the record, and it is disgusting.
It's gross.
Of course it is.
It is the nastiest thing ever. Ugh. Like, that's... Ugh.
Also, what does that do for your life?
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything.
How do you wipe with that?
You don't. You use your other hand, because they only have it on one hand.
No. This one has a pair of hands.
Is that a bidet house?
Man, but how do you turn the knob on the bidet?
A towel and a stick?
You thank can't you. Do that. You can't do wow. like those old people.
For
things.
Some reason, you,
those little that sticks that they sell at the toilet paper thingy.
But that's how when you watch ahead. Like my 600-pound life.
Okay.
Oh man, see, don't make us sad.
That's a
like,
sad.
You know, I'm like four cheeseburgers away from being on that show. So don't make it any sadder so than it already is.
He's never been approached to being a gang, but he has been approached to be on my 600-pound.
The producers are at me. They're like, "Listen, we like you. You just need to chub it up a bit, you know."
Chub it up.
Dude, I'm going to do 600 pound life how I got here.
I want to say that quote all weekend. Hey, yeah. We like you. You just need to chub it up a little bit. I find that that's going to be in my vocabulary.
Okay. Come on, just course.
I'm going to be able to use that in all kinds of scenarios and situations.
Chub it up.
Chub it up. I like it. Just sounds chub a little dirty.
I remember Ralphie May telling us that when he was living in L.A. trying to get parts in movies that he was rejected all the time, and they would just straight up tell him that he was too fat to play fat. Like, the casting would be for a fat guy. And well, he would show up, and they'd be like, whoa, bruh, you're, whoa.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Think about, like, when, what was it, the Hangover came out.
Oh, yeah, and what's Zach Galifianakis? Fat guy. That guy weighs like 200 pounds.
He was so
I also
tiny.
I realized that to people listening, they think 200 pounds is fat.
And no, it's different because
there's a lot of people who do.
I went to our friend Jill. Worked at Warner Brothers right there on the lot for the longest time. And remember, Dee, didn't you and I go to the museum one time?
Yeah.
So we went in and like they were showing they had the costumes for Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis from that thing where they were the politicians. Mm-hmm. And Zach Galifianakis is small. Mm-hmm. He's tiny. And I'm like, how in the world is this guy the fat guy?
Because that's how skinny everyone else is. Mm-hmm. One. Two, people with fat faces play fat. So, you know, Chris Farley was a big dude, but he weighed like 295 pounds. Like, he wasn't like a big 350 pounds.
Chris Farley weighed less than I do right now.
Absolutely.
Also, Chris Farley could do, what do you call it when you head over heel and you
like cartwheels?
Cartwheels. He could do cartwheels.
And physical stunts. And, you know, he would jump off things.
I remember Frank Caliendo on Mad TV was the chubby guy. But I'm like, we met Frank Caliendo. He's like maybe 200 pounds. Like, but he's short and he's got a very round
face.
Cherubic face. And so,
never thought that word was going to be used.
Cherubic?
Come on, just course.
I don't know that I've
ever
heard
it. Just chub it up a bit.
Cherub it up a bit.
Yeah. That's what it is. Fat face. It's all about fat face.
Apparently, you have to cook this for a few hours.
The meth? Are we back to the meth?
And then
The problem is
that's an explosion and death waiting to happen. Yeah. Please, people, do not Google it, and definitely don't try to make it. Oh, it is illegal. It's felonious. You will not end up in a good place.
No, but how many of us watch Breaking Bad and we're like, I mean, I could do that.
Don't
just follow directions.
That, right?
I can follow directions.
I mean, Jesse could do it. Come on now. Like, he just watched.
Yeah, but in real life, Jesse's the guy who blows himself up in the trailer
in
episode two, you know.
But still.
Well, there's a lot of chemicals in this. Like, they really, I've opened a PDF.
Okay. Stick to cooking food in the Instant Pot.
I love it.
Do not look up Adamant.
It's 225 pages in a PDF.
I was really upset with my Instant Pot. It didn't work.
If D comes in a fedora, we know what's up. Start calling you
I literally can hear Jeff Foxworthy's voice in my head going, if the last thing you read over 200 pages was instructions on how to make meth in your home,
you might be a redneck.
Come on, just course.
Written by Uncle Fester.
Is that who really wrote it?
What's the name?
Oh, my gosh.
It's
a nice pseudonym.
Anyway, so this has been fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Really? That was very entertaining.
This will be our last podcast ever because we will be pulled off of all services.
I don't understand how people can. Who is Cindy made this?
Oh, no.
Cindy made this.
Hmm? Somebody. What's 956 area code? 956. Now, someone just sent me a text.
We all went totally quiet while we're trying to
I'm waiting to see what's going on.
Somebody Laredo.
What'd she say?
No, said, hey, join Robinhood with my link and we'll both get a free stock.
Oh, dang it. I forgot to send mine out. I forgot to send mine out.
So great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to delete that.
I'm putting my on Facebook, on Twitter right now at Radio Patrick. I've got my Robin Hood link.
We have been going crazy around here. Like, I feel, see, because we're using my phone to stream this right now on Facebook.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm out of touch. You I don't are. Know yep. what's going on with the stocks here. Yep. I don't know what's happening. I need to, am I buying? Am I selling? What's happening
well,
right
I
now?
I bought Dogecoin because Carson's an idiot and it's already lost me. Carson's like, oh man, this is going to be great. So I'm like, I'll put $50 on that. Nope, down 12.
Hold
already.
The line, man.
No.
God.
Jeez, it's going down.
Buy the dip.
Buy the dip. The number of things said in this studio this week that I've never.
I just bought some shares of something.
You did?
What'd
yeah,
you buy?
It says something purchased. I don't know.
Oh, you have it set automatic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had it at a. If it got to this point, I would buy in.
Well, if you guys want to make real money, meth is.
That's a joke, everybody.
That is so a joke.
Oh, gosh.
Your boy's joking. Oh.
Well, I'm already down $4 since this morning. So.
How much you put into it?
Oh, I bought 2 shares.
Of what?
BlackBerry.
Oh.
How much is that?
We have to be careful. I think we have to disclose what we own. Yeah, we can't tell you to buy stocks
no,
that we
we're
buy.
Not telling anybody
it's
to buy
it's down.
Anything.
Don't buy it.
Yeah.
No, I bought 2, and apparently I'm down $4.
Okay. I bought all of the stocks that people were talking about this week mm-hmm. with this thing.
Yeah, but
I
you
bought
did
a,
pretty
I
good.
I mean, a little small amounts. Yeah. I did so good on GameStop that I'm like, whatever. It's all
oh, I know what
I
know
point.
What I just bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I know what
it
I just
finally,
bought.
I, well,
yeah,
see?
It finally
I
dropped.
I taught Bubba how to place a limit order mm-hmm. on his
right.
stock, and he
oh, wow.
set a limit, and then it okay. actually hit it, so it bought.
Well, it
so
took,
look at that.
It took a little while for
it can take
it
a while.
To get there.
Things aren't instant. Okay, mm-hmm. this is not an instant gratification thing.
I have learned
always.
More about the stock market in the last 12 hours
That's
than
right.
I knew in the entire previous part of my entire life.
Yep.
Like, and I think that's what's interesting is I think a mm-hmm. lot of people have gotten on going, okay, wait, how does this work? Because everybody's trying to figure out what's going on with the GameStonk thing. And I think a lot of people are now going to be in there, which means a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money. That's number one. But I think they're also getting educated on how the whole thing works.
That's the thing. Like, don't put your life savings, don't put your savings account. But, you know, for me, I bought like $35 worth. Just it's my support.
Yeah, treat it like if you know, especially in this early stage of your investing, treat it like you're going to the casino. Mm-hmm. What are you comfortable losing? What are you comfortable not having? What are you comfortable never seeing again? Because that's probably what's going to happen. If you get lucky, then you might hit. But if not, just know that you're going in to lose that cash. But
yeah,
you're
I don't think you
works.
Should treat the stock market that way, by the way.
I'm just
I think
saying
that's
you're
a terrible,
learning,
terrible thing to
I'm
do,
just saying
but,
when you're learning how it works and stuff, this yeah. is, you know, what I put in, it's what I knew that I could live without.
Yeah, mine was, oh, that's about what it would cost to go to dinner.
Yeah.
And I said, so I'll eat at home yeah. and I'll put it in and just kind of see what it does.
And
let
you
it,
know what you're doing? You've
go.
Just learned how the whole thing works.
That's how, the other thing is so I can watch
had
it
you
and
ever,
go.
Had you ever bought stocks
no.
before in your life?
Oh, my gosh, no. Other than what, like seventh grade when you do that fake stock market when they try
oh,
to teach
yeah,
you?
Oh, yeah, we did that. Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
We shot guns at our school and mm-hmm. we would, you know, shoot skeet.
Yeah. I bought the GameStop stock.
Stonk?
What day was that? Wednesday now?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was so stupid.
This
I'm
is
so
what
I
love is
I
that we started
everything.
Talking about it Wednesday, and Patrick was like, wait, what about GameStop? And then he just went all in. He's like, I'm buying stock. I'm buying
no,
share.
But he
no,
bought 2
that
shares.
One. Big D standing over my shoulder going, come on, man. You want to get in on this?
Oh,
you got to
so
get in
great.
On it. Oh,
so
gosh.
Great.
He's so into it, but he didn't buy
yeah.
any.
Yeah.
Now I put my money other places.
Yeah. I'm going to put my money into smart things while you idiots bet on companies that
come
no
on.
One believes will succeed. Yeah, that's. Well, it's been fun, though.
Yeah, it is fun. I enjoyed following through you know, living it through you.
Yeah.
You know, hey, man.
YOLO.
By the way, the
YOLO.
Worldwide Robin Hood Society, based in Sherwood, Nottingham, England. It's a real uh-huh. thing. Their Twitter handle, at Robin Hood. They gained like 40,000 followers yesterday because everyone was tweeting at Robin Hood, thinking it was the app Robin Hood, which is at Robin Hood app. So they went from like 10,000 followers to 50,000 followers yesterday at the Robin Hood Society of the World.
Which is frightening because people this stupid who can't discern between Twitter accounts are investing money.
Like they can't look at the bio to figure it out.
Unverified Twitter account at Robinhood. I bet that's the app that everybody's talking about.
Their whole thing is about building houses out of sticks, right. And they're offering stick tips.
Stick tips.
Sorry, it was a long way to go for a bad joke.
Oh my God.
Yes, it was. Yep. And I was there for it.
All the way to Sherwood Forest.
But yeah, there's that Robinhood charity that had to tweet out, "Hi, we're not those guys. Like, please don't yell at us. We're not the ones keeping you from buying things."
Well, do you guys think this will change the way the stock market is done?
I can tell you, a little bit.
I think it's going to make people hesitant to short stocks. I think that's one because you can lose your butt guys have.
People are going to go to jail. They'll make examples of a few people. They'll grab a few people. If you had to ask me, and I'm just guessing, they'll grab a few people who started this thing on Wall Street Bets on Reddit, and they'll make it like it's insider trading. Like you guys conspired to manipulate the market. That is against the law. I'm not saying it, and people go, "Well, they do that on Wall Street." Yes, they do. But you know what? You guys did it out on the freaking internet, and it became a huge news story. Somebody's going to get popped. Whether the page gets shut down or people actually go to jail, I don't know.
What about Elon Musk? Like, this whole thing really blew up whenever he did the GameStop tweet.
No, it had already blown up.
Yeah, but
He put it into space. I don't know how much that really did.
All he did was tweet GameStop, which is just commentary on what's already happening.
Yeah. No, he also, below it, he had the link.
Don't forget, too, he has wealth. They're not going after people with wealth. They're going to make examples. Like Patrick said, it's a lot easier to go behind the dude with username like Banana Pants.
Yeah.
Then
we're getting banana pants. He's like, done.
Because most of the usernames I can't actually say.
Yeah.
So they're not like there was a big hedge fund guy on CNBC saying, "This isn't how this is supposed to work. That not everybody should get a fair share." And that's when Wall Street Bets blew up over that, going, "What do you mean we're not supposed to get our fair share? It's because these are wealthy guys who are in it to make themselves richer, not you."
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you just take a picture of yourself?
No, I have to use my face to open the app. Oh. Yeah. Hold my phone up.
That's the worst.
Gosh, that's so annoying. Gunner's girlfriend was at the house the other day.
Oh, the
dinner.
Pictures?
Oh my God. And so she's kind of off on her own.
And you see a flash, random flashes.
And she's just looking at her phone, and then all of a sudden she turns her head sideways and kind of goes, and then she, I guess she didn't like it because she did what I thought was the exact same pose. And I go, "Okay, what are you doing?" What?
Are you taking
a picture of yourself? Oh yeah, I was sending a snap to my girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. I said, "Wow, I don't have that. The boys don't do that at all." Mm-hmm. Gunner, I caught Gunner doing it one time because the flash did go off because he has a new phone where it flashes on the front. And I said, he didn't know the flashes were going to go off. And he did it like right in front of me and his older brother.
Poor guy.
And
so he was trying to be incognito.
Like we attacked.
Like what is it? Like everybody, Frankie does that all the time. I see. Like he'll be sitting on the seat next to me, and he's snapping his friends, and like he will snap pictures of like his forehead.
The dumbest stuff.
Like it's like the ceiling of the Jeep and his forehead.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you doing,
man,
dude?
Why do you keep sending me that?
That's if you have nothing to say to somebody. Other than here's the roof of the Jeep and my forehead, then get off the internet.
Yeah.
You're doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're just making me look at my phone for no reason.
Well, even try, at least their kids doing it. When I see adults who are like, come on, man, there are people that I see on Insta stories that how many selfies are you taking in a day?
Man, those
don't care.
Those things where they are, where it's mainly chicks that do it, and they get up and they have like a routine, and they're like mouthing to from something on a movie or a song or something.
Oh, yeah,
it's so cringy to me. It's like, and then I'll see like their guy has to come in and he has to play his character part,
his role,
and I'm like, dude, why did you just do that?
Is she hot?
she was hot.
Patrick. Yes, that's why.
You know what? There's
that
a lot of them.
Why.
Hot chicks.
No, there's really not.
There's
really
a lot of look at me.
There's
man.
A lot of look at me. It's you know, TikTok to me is the convertible of the internet world. And you say, what do you mean, Bubba? Well, you don't buy a convertible unless you want people to look at you and go, oh, look, that's a convertible. And look who's in it.
And, it's, listen,
and that's what
like
TikTok is. And
it seems to people like our job is to... You know,
well, no. This is sadly this is our job.
Yeah,
like right now we're streaming online on Instagram or Twitter or I don't know, Facebook. I don't know where we're at right now, but we're doing something, and it's our job to be there. And it's weird. I would totally old man this and get rid of everything if I could. I would have zero phone if I could, but sadly you can't nowadays.
I'd have a phone, but I would get rid of social apps because I went through. I think yesterday, and I just started unfollowing people on Facebook because I go, there's a lot of just radio dummies that I'm friends with on Facebook, and they just, it's the selfies, and it's stuff that you can tell it's, I've got a post, so people will react, and I go, I just, no.
I don't need it.
Because even if it just gets in my head and I go, ugh, you know what, I don't even need to have that reaction.
Listen,
just take it
out. I started doing my own podcast. The most, the thing I got sick of the fastest was promoting it. Like, I didn't want to go on Facebook and Twitter and tell people.
Yeah, it feels a little dirty.
You have to do other stuff. I learned something years ago, and you have to do this on anything and everything. You've got to interact with people on occasions when you don't need them. And that's kind of the weird thing is, you know, when you're promoting it, you need them at that point. You're like, hey, go look at my stuff. Go whatever. But I was going to say, I have a cousin who the only time I ever heard from him for years was whenever there was a concert coming up that he wanted to go to.
We all know those people.
And I had to call him out one day. I said, dude, I love you. I've known you since we were kids. We're besties from way back when. But you never call me when you don't need anything.
Yeah.
I said, every now and then, just text me or call me out of the blue. What's up, dude? What you doing today? I'm like, if you do that, then it makes me happy to help you out when you do need something. And that's kind of the thing. I mean, I feel like, you know, there's got to be a way that we can... interact better more often without having to promote. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the amount of people
we do, though, we post stuff that's not promoting stuff.
Well, the amount of people who suddenly became Bucks fans over on Sunday, all these people put like, oh my gosh, and I'm going, I can go through your Facebook right now, and I promise you, you did not care about Tampa Bay this time last year. So even that, I go, there's a history of now you being a poser. Way to go.
Just
and I am that petty, I will scroll through.
Okay, I want to say, I remember when I first saw somebody do what you're talking about, which was a little over 5 years ago. I was still single, and I had this friend that was a girl that I was friends with, and she calls me up and goes, my friend so-and-so and I that you met one time, we're going out. You want to come with us? And I'm like, you know, they're two good-looking women. I don't think they're interested in me, but I'm going to go out with them because this will be fun. Maybe I'll meet somebody. Maybe sit, you know, why not? I never do this. I never go out
They'll
downtown.
They'll be your wing women.
And do, yeah, that's what, the, you know. It's a different thing for me because their type of going out, drinking and going to every different club downtown is not my kind of thing. But I did it. I noticed it on the way down there. I picked them up. And on the way down, one of the girls was sitting in the back seat by herself, and she kept taking, I thought she was just taking pictures of herself. I didn't even know Snapchat. I didn't know what she was doing. And she just kept taking selfies.
Oh, this is like early on Snapchat?
Yeah. This is 5.5 years ago. And then we get downtown and we're sitting at the bar and we order drinks and we talk for a little bit and you see what's going on. And then all of a sudden, she takes her phone out and they start posing, the two of them taking pictures of each other. And then they were done with that bar. They wanted to go to the next one. They wanted to just fill their timeline with pictures of themselves.
Look at my fabulous life.
Yeah. Yep. We're having a great time, but they weren't actually having fun. They spent the whole time
pretending
they
were having fun.
That's all that matters.
It was fascinating.
That's life, man. That's so many people nowadays.
Oh, and this is the first time I remember watching her take a picture of herself and then look at it and then try to and go, no, and then take it again and take it like six times. I'm like, this is creepy.
How far into that did you go? I'm not in any of these pictures.
No, I knew I wasn't going to be in any of the pictures. I mean, that wasn't the point of it.
I always love that there's a meme that went around a while back. It's like a mirror, and they show the mirror, and it, you know, you see an apple in the mirror, and then like it's taken from the back, and what you don't see is on the back it's been bitten out of like 10 times.
Yeah.
So it's all like half gone, and it says, just remember the stuff you see is fake. And it's, I wish people would realize that we can see it.
Friend of mine, two or three years ago, we went out to lunch and the food came. And so I started, you know, eating.
Yeah.
And he got mad because I wanted to take a picture of our food. Like, bro, it's Cracker Barrel.
Thank
you know? And no,
we're not at Chez Saison.
This is not.
I know.
I mean, everybody's seeing Cracker Barrel biscuits, right?
Like,
and so no, it's, and it's because
I like
he
taking pictures of my food.
He documents every meal.
Bubba went from "I'm an old man and I don't want a phone at all" to "I like taking pictures."
Taking pictures of my food, man. I put a pie up there the other day. I'm like, yep, diet's going well. Whatever it was.
Half of all picture texts I get from Big D are of food.
I sent it to you,
but that's
Evan.
Not posted online. That's just sending that's it even, to me to show off what he's cooking. I don't want to post pictures of myself. I don't.
Oh, by the way,
I think that's.
I would like to add, this is probably a good week to do it, Patrick. The beard is trimmed nicely. Okay. You're very George Lucas today.
And Bubba cannot miss an opportunity to tell me when
Carson,
I shave
doesn't
my beard
he look fantastic?
Look
no, he does. I mean, I think he looks really good.
Came in
this
on Monday.
This is not George Lucas-y. I need it a little longer and need the hair a little. Yeah. But there's a point at which I have a freakishly George Lucas looking profile, but it's not today.
Well, I think you're okay right here.
I thought when you walked in, what was it, Monday that you came in and it was first done? And it's funny because we didn't even mention it on the air, which is
Wednesday.
Crazy. Yeah, okay, Wednesday, whatever day it was. You walked in and I was like, well, he looks very good.
I went to get a haircut
today
on Tuesday and it was a new experience. I had to go to a new place because the place I was going to still won't do beard trims.
You should go to Fluffy.
So, oh my gosh. It was interesting. They gave me whiskey when I got there. That's always a good start. You want a glass of whiskey?
Oh.
Did you read my bio? How'd you know? Yes.
They don't do that at Great Clips.
No, they don't. They do not.
D is so addicted to this back thing.
Well, man, my neck is, it's been bugging me for a while. And then you start using this little thing and it kind of hits the knots in your back and you realize, golly, I got another one over here and over there.
I'm going to say something that's both hypocritical because I do it too, but also, I don't know, but man, maybe it's time, the Uh-oh. Chair. I mean, it's just time.
It could be.
Your chair.
I've had it for how long?
It came with us
from the old studio 7 years ago. And I think you had it 5 years in, so it's probably 12 years. I mean, it's been broken since we brought it here. Yeah. It's you can't actually lean back in it.
No. Yeah, you can.
Okay. I mean, I just.
Can you really, like, let go? And
oh, no, I do not trust it.
I wouldn't trust it. Yeah, I think the problem is if you got a new chair, you would hate it for like a week. Like, and it might actually.
Like shoes and that kind of.
Yeah, it might actually be uncomfortable. That's what happened to me. I tried to get a new chair and it just drove me nuts and I didn't throw the old one away. So I went back and got it. But
yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, that might help you because that thing is.
I know. It's old.
Maybe
really
that's
bad.
Part of the reason your back is all jacked up. I think that's what Patrick's alluding to, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I totally missed.
What are you getting? I'm just making fun of his chair just for no reason. Like, by the way, I don't want to bring this up, D, but your chair ugly. I honestly thought that's what you were doing.
I can't look at my stocks. I do have 62 new relatives that just popped up on my ancestry.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'll find out about them after we turn this off.
Oh, Bubba. I'm going to send you this PDF.
Oh, that PDF. Yeah, please don't send that to me.
No, I don't want that, man.
I don't want any of that.
Well, I hope everyone has a good weekend and you are safe and blah, blah, blah. Who is on the podcast?
Nobody.
Nobody's coming
up.
Yeah, it's just
us
this weekend.
All you get is us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so okay. I do want to mention that I'm very excited about basketball. Now that some of the things are opening up with restaurants and all that kind of stuff around the country, things are loosening and whatnot, I think February is going to be the opening up of fans, not just mom and dad allowed at basketball games. So that's kind of exciting.
You mean like high school games?
Yeah, like Frank plays for the travel team and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
They literally called the cops on some kids last week because they invited.
What fans do they have?
Well, they invited their girlfriends. The boys invited their girlfriends, and so
they
went.
And they called the police because their girlfriends showed up?
Yes, because they weren't family. And wow. I just wanted to say that this is crazy, and thank goodness I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel. From what I understand, in February, starting February 1st, it's going February.
February, thank you.
But you can say it both ways. It's in the dictionary that way.
Finish the thought.
What I was going to say is that, you know, hopefully we're about to get to that point. And I'm, you know, we don't ever talk about that kind of stuff on here, but man, I'm hoping, most importantly, if we can open up the athletics, if we can open up all that kind of stuff, I'm hoping that your grandma can get in there and go see and visit with your grandpa.
You know, because, they're letting her in now. Because
oh, they are?
Yeah, because he's really, really bad off. So they're letting her in. But
there's so many families that...
They're still not letting anyone else in. Like, they're making an exception because...
It's close.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, yeah. What a bad... What a bad situation
That's the worst thing that happened of all this. Yeah, of the past year, it's that, you know, people had to say goodbye, not there, and they didn't have a chance to say goodbye. And you have a lot of people who are living with regret right now. And I just, I'm saying that, you know, it's going to be cool because if we can open up for athletics, then we can open up the hospitals and senior living assisted homes and all that soon. So fingers crossed there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And Big D has a PDF he wants to share with you guys. Yes.
Come on, just course.
Yeah. This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Oh, let's buy some stocks
because we're all going to be rich
show or lose our shirts
on the radio
by Monday
every day.
Whoa.
It was the podcast.
You timed that out well.